to fire a team with it's three warlock. Oh shit.
Man, I just had the most intense fart.
Thank God I said just shut up for the intro. Alright. Hello and welcome to Just Some Guardians episode 7. Yahoo! We are primarily a Destiny podcast, premised around the fact that we play this game and we exist in it, and things happen, and there's a pace involved, and Bungie's a company that exists. So this week we are finally diving back into our nerdy talk that we've done one episode of, and now that we're past the launch of Curse of Osiris and the holiday season, we can do this again. Yay, scheduling. So, joining me tonight...
Sorry for botching that intro.
That's okay. If you didn't, I would have. Joining me tonight is my absolutely lovely assistant, co-host, Anicarus. What's up, baby?
If I'm going to be your assistant, can we call me Sharon? Because Sharon's a good name for assistant.
What about Nikaren or Sharik? Sharik?
Ooh.
Sharik?
I like
Sharik.
Sharik? Sharik.
Joining me tonight is my name. Is my lovely, lovely assistant, Sharik. Yeah. Doc Locke. Also, a returning voice is the ever wonderful to talk to ish. Russell, what's up, baby?
I was getting killed because my controller died, so that's fun. But I'm
nice good. That was poetic.
I thought you were going to call him Effervescent, the Effervescent Russell.
That's dude,
bubbles when you put him in water.
Man,
please call me an Effervescent.
Russell. I got all my schooling from Dr. Seuss. I have no idea what that word means. All right.
Russell, the Effervescent.
That sounds like a shader. I don't even know.
I am Effervescent.
Beautiful. All right, so this is our nerdy talk, not dirty. Yep, that comes at another time. So we will be talking, we'll probably end up talking mostly video games, but the premise is that we will be talking about all things nerdy-ish, such as books, other games, movies, TV shows, comic books, other things. My left
foot. My favorite flavors of cheese.
Yes.
I don't Mr. know if that's Wisconsin. A nerdy thing, per se.
You can be nerdy about cheese. There's cheese nerds.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if there should be cheese nerds.
Hey, oh, that's watch true. It. Watch it.
Whoa.
You're right. I'm sorry. I forgot that
it almost got real right there. So,
ourselves a cheese apologist.
Let's just kind of stick with this. Last time we did this talk, that was 3 weeks ago. Woo, woo, woo. We started off by discussing an easy thing to English word for other games we're currently playing. And I brought up that I had just started playing Assassin's Creed. I'll start with an update and then we'll just work the way around the list there. So I finally did beat the campaign. And oh my God, if that's not like the best game I've played in a long time. Absolutely amazing. It was discussed greatly, Dark Souls 3, and I brought up that Luthien had bought it for me, mm-hmm. And since then, I have put the disc and installed it, and we have played it, and yes, get good is a thing. It is a very good game, and there is definitely a skill wall, but it's really cool, and I'm enjoying it. I'm excited to play more of it.
You're sure it's not a paywall?
It's not a paywall. There's no
not a paywall.
There's no loot boxes in.
That was a Destiny salt joke.
Oh man! Every time you collect a dark, every time you collect 100 Dark Souls, you get a random. No, I'm just kidding.
Random loot box.
I guess another update and outside of Destiny gaming stuff. I did resubscribe to World of Warcraft. What?
Oh,
so that's been going on. I've been having a good time, the short amount of time I get to ever be on there again, but catching up on the story, and because it's really good. It was interesting. I got my little sister to start playing for the first time ever. I say little, and she's like, I don't know, 23 or something. I don't even know.
She's like 13 years old.
No, she's not allowed to be 23.
I know. Yeah. She's 16 forever. It's okay. But it's funny going through old content with her and just like, how storytelling is and how zone design and questing and like when you get later on, there's cinematics while you're questing and such. I'm like, we're playing two completely different games here. It's crazy. But yes, so I've been there and it's been a lot of fun. Let's sip over to Russell, man. What did we talk about with you last time that you were playing?
Dark Souls.
Yes, we did talk a lot
Dark
of Dark
Souls.
Souls.
Yeah.
Is there
The
like
last time, because that was when
some other game you've picked
we
up?
were playing Worms, right?
Yeah, we were playing Worms. And all the worm sound came through for the video and I had no idea.
Oh, really? That's
Yeah.
awesome. I have been playing Assassin's Creed, which
What?
is, I know, I got it for Christmas. I told Lindsay. Lindsay is my wife, for all those who don't know. And so she was like, because at first I was like, okay, these are the things that I want for Christmas. And there were a few things like pocket watch and things like that. And I was like, I want Assassin's Creed. And then as we were like, she had really focused on the pocket watch. And I was like, you know what? I don't really need a pocket watch. I really need Assassin's Creed though. So she was like, I was like, because we were talking later, and she was like, okay, have you looked at pocket watches? I was like, no, because I just want you to get me Assassin's Creed. And she goes, I thought you wanted these and these things. I was like, nope, I just want to make sure that you get me Assassin's Creed. And so she did. And I got to open it a little bit early because we went to family for Thanksgiving or Christmas, because, the whole thing.
Basically.
And, right. So I started playing it, and I've really enjoyed it. I've probably sunk about 30 or 40 hours into it at this point, and I don't even think I'm like a fifth of the way through the story. I've just been doing all the side missions, all the little quests that pop up, and anything and everything I can, kind of in the world, and it's been really good. Like, I've been surprised how much fun I can have just roaming around the world, because I like story. I like a lot of story with my stuff, and it feels like a lot of side quests are usually like, okay, go and fetch this, go and do that. But there's enough unique things, which is a far cry from like the first one, where it was all the same things over and over, and every region you went into, you did the same things. Because I've been playing Assassin's Creed since the very first one, and this one, like, it feels very unique. I
So
mean,
you
you're
get
going.
PTSD when you think about feathers.
Yes. Oh, don't even talk about feathers.
Put them
No,
all in a box.
that's the first game that I ever did to completion. Found all those flippin'
Me
feathers,
too.
and you don't even
Oh.
get anything for it. Like, there's not
No,
even a good thing.
you
The
get the
trophy
joy
or
of
the
helping your mom, okay?
achievement.
That's some bull. That's some things that I can't say because my wife would be very angry with me. But, yeah.
I know what words you can say.
What? Bungus? It's a bunch of bungus.
Yeah. Oh, God. It was gone for like a month, and it was the best month of my life.
Well, catch up, Brett.
I
Things have
know, I
changed.
know. But, yes. Oh, Assassin's Creed is so good. Well, and with your point with the side quests, like, they don't even feel like a lot of them are so well story driven, each just a side quest, that I forget that it's a sideline and I'll be like, all right, what's next? Whoa, I haven't touched the actual main storyline in like 12 hours. Okay.
I got to Alexandria, and there are so many regions that are within your level, and I really like the regions are so varied. Like, in the first part of the game, they're kind of similar. I mean, you're in a few cities, but now I'm like in Giza, in pyramids,
Yep, and it
roaming
just
around in
gets
the
better and
desert.
better and better.
And even the hunting, like, it makes sense where certain things are. I just can't. You talked it up a lot, and I was kind of hesitant because I was like, okay, it can't possibly be as good as he's saying. But I can't honestly find a good critique of why not to play the game, because the combat is good, the weapons feel different for everything that you play with. The fire effects are amazing. Just carrying around a torch and like exploring the pyramids makes you feel like this is cool. Like
Oh,
you're
yeah.
exploring a thing that people haven't been in for a long time. And even some of the puzzle solving is really interesting because it's not super obvious. I feel like a lot of games they make the puzzle solving super obvious. But this one, it doesn't feel like that, you know.
Well, it's not the problem solving of past games, and also there's no of those stupid follow this person and they'll stop randomly to turn around and look at
Oh
you, and there's a
gosh.
big circle around them, and don't go in the circle. What
Yeah, I know.
were you gonna say, Nick, buddy?
Yeah,
Sorry.
those are pretty dumb. I was gonna say, like, so one thing I want to point out about, I actually have a couple points. I too have been playing Assassin's Creed, but before we started recording, Russell and I were talking, and I was like, yeah, I kind of stopped playing for now because we're moving next week, and I didn't want to get really into the game until after we're settled and moved and stuff. But anyway, one thing that I really like is, number one, yeah, you're exploring these cool pyramids, but you know, we're in ancient times, and there's actually a point where Bayek even says, like, this is ancient. Like, the people who built this, the civilization that built this, is long dead, you know. And it's kind of cool for us because we think ancient Egypt, and we just kind of lump that all into one, but ancient Egypt spanned thousands of years.
Yeah,
So if
something
like
like.
things were ancient for people back then, the pyramids, like to people that lived in the time of Alexandria, the Great Pyramids and the Sphinx and all that, those things were ancient. Like, it's cool because I don't think we have that perspective often in,
Well,
you know, the time we live.
I think I'd heard somewhere that like it's actually less time between Alexander the Great and us than between Alexander the Great and when the pyramids were built.
That's pretty
That's,
intense. I did not know
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I was
It's
like, oh,
crazy.
okay, that puts things in perspective. That's nuts.
Yeah, that's totally different.
Death Cray.
So
Another thing I
good.
wanted to point out, or talk about, say, whatever. And I lost it. Shoot. It was about the game. It was about Assassin's Creed.
Is it about killing people? Ooh, ooh, ooh.
No.
While you find your thought real quick, how do you like the combat since it's so different than what we've had before?
You know, I was a little worried. I mean, because the changes that they made, I wasn't a big fan of. I mean, you know, I like sneaking around and killing people in Black Flag, but I didn't feel really good at it because you always had to grab the person, and then I always feel like I was almost dead most of the time. But in this one, I really enjoy the combat. I like how the weapons feel varied. They feel different. Each weapon you have, it's different from the previous one. And so I enjoy that. I enjoy being able to dodge behind people. And it took a bit of getting used to because it is very different. Like
Yeah.
it's I would go as far as saying it's different from most any other game that I've played.
It's very fluid.
It is, and you feel like you are a competent person with these weapons, and
Well.
I really enjoyed how they were different. They're very, you know, your scepters, they're fluid, you're using both ends. It's like kind of a quarter staff, except, well, anyway, I mean, a quarter staff, you actually use one end and you get big swings, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
But you know, it feels like the movie version of a quarter staff. And I don't know, I really enjoy the combat. And, you know, I also enjoy sneaking around and killing people. And I enjoy the fact, you know, Nick and I were talking about this. I like being able to sneak, but the thing that I really like is being able to use arrows for people that aren't super far away, and then I can get those arrows back from their dead bodies. Because it means that I have, because in the other games, you had things like where you hit, I think you got a crossbow in, like, what was it? Assassin's Creed 2, but it
Know
was
two
like,
had one, yeah.
I don't think the two itself, I think it was the next, like
It
Brotherhood
was
or
the
whatever.
second, yeah.
Yeah,
It was
yeah. There was another tiny
Assassin's Creed
crossbow.
Brotherhood.
Oh, you're right.
And
Yeah. Brotherhood was when it brought out the like where he'd like and like wide swing it every time.
yeah. And so like but I was always running out of arrows. I never had enough to get where I needed to be for certain missions. with this one. I mean, I don't think I've run out of arrows unless I'm, well, at the very beginning when I was a terrible shot, I ran out of some arrows. Especially because you get like six or something like that, you know?
Well, it
But,
depends on the bow you're using, how many arrows you carry too.
right. I like the Predator bow because it's quiet and you don't pop out of cover when you're shooting somebody.
Yeah. There's a trait later on. Welcome to Assassin's Creed Origins podcast, community podcast. But we'll talk about this for a
It's a good
while.
game.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't care how long we talk about it. We can talk about whatever we want, right? Okay.
It's
So
beautiful too.
there's a trait in the Predator bow that lets you like control the arrow mid-flight after you shoot it. And at
Yes,
first I
I
was
saw
like,
that.
that kind of sounds stupid. And then once I unlocked it, I used nothing but that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
See, I kind of had that same kind of thought that you did. It's like, I don't know if I'd ever use that, but I guess being able to curve it around corners and stuff would be pretty
It's
handy.
huge. Well, and then like, well, because it slows down time too. So like, if I know I'm trying to quick shot and get someone's head, and I don't have the time to line it up, I'll just do that, and then I can just re-aim with the arrow mid-flight, basically. It's cheating, but it's fun.
Yeah, I'm focusing on getting like the double kills. Like when you use your adrenaline, you can throw their weapon at somebody else, which is just that's probably one of the coolest things I've seen in the game so far. Just the ability to be able to do that.
Yeah.
It's just a really cool, nice little touch. And then like the double assassinations. So that's the next one I'm working on.
I like it. Well, let's jump over to my friend Nicaris here. Have you been any updates in the non-Destiny gaming world? All right. That was good.
All right.
I wonder if
Well, I guess that's a no.
I guess yeah, I guess so. I wonder if he knows that he that we're talking to him.
He probably walked into the kitchen.
Yeah, he probably got bored. Should we just talk
Oh,
smack about
those
him for the
type.
next 10 minutes?
I think so. That sounds like a
I
great idea
think
to
that'd be the
me.
best way to do it.
Yeah. Or we could just pretend to be him. Be like,
Oh,
yeah,
that's
I've
right.
been playing.
Oh yeah, so I picked up My Little Pony, and it's been a really good time.
Yeah, my favorite is Rainbow Bright. She really brings a smile to my face.
What is
Really feel
happening right
powerful.
now? There you are. Hey.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry. Jake is going to sleep, so I have to say good night.
We had no.
We were like, all right, Nick, what do you think of? And then it was just like super awkward silence for like 40 seconds. And we're had to just pretend we were you for a while.
Okay. We didn't say anything bad.
No, not
Hence
at
the My
all.
Little Pony stuff.
No, that was
Yeah.
for a different segment. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I remember the other thing I was going to say before, and that
Yeah.
is if you're loving like the exploration aspect of whatever the heck game we're talking about,
Assassin's
Assassin's
Creed.
Creed. Yeah, that one. You have to play the new Tomb Raider series. You just have to.
Oh God, yes.
It's
I still need to pick up
so
the second one of it.
good.
I keep meaning to.
It looks really good. I have not picked up any of them, but I've watched some
It's
videos on
worth
them,
it.
and it looks good.
Yeah.
Like, I think.
It's the shit. Yeah, it's astounding. When I built my PC years ago, my graphics card actually came with a copy of Tomb Raider. And I was like, oh,
Oh,
sweet.
really?
Like, this game's looked interesting, so it's free with my graphics card, right? And so I installed it and
Can't
threw it
beat
up and
that.
like, oh my God. That was the first game I played on my rig, and it was just what is happening? And why is this a thing? And I had a 3D headset, and I'm playing at night with the lights off, and like all the sound design, and like I
You
think
had all of the
me
sound
and
design?
all the sound designs were there. But me and Nick have talked about this. We're like, who's the voice actress for Lara Croft in the new ones? Do you
Hell if
know?
I know.
Okay, but so she does such a good job. Like when she gets injured and you're moving around and she's like breathing heavy, like it's not just like I almost wonder if she actually stabbed herself in the leg with rebar and then breathed into the microphone. It's so realistic. It's frightening. You're
It's
like, I
good.
feel sorry for you the entire time. Yeah, play it.
Like, what did they put her through? Like, it's so good.
Right? There's crafting in it that's really good. The exploration's really good. The story's super good. The graphics are amazing. The gunplay is good. It's
Yeah,
intense
they
too.
nailed it.
Yeah.
But the exploration is second to none. Like, oh, and in the first one, you have to like find a torch all the time. Like you're always not find a torch, you always have like a stick on you, but you'll light a torch all the time. And in the second one, she carries like a supply of these kick-ass glow sticks. And when you walk into the dark
Ooh.
place, she just pulls one out and cracks it real quick. And it's like, oh, it is such a
Oh,
cool
that's
touch.
cool. All right, it's worth it just for
That
glow
was
sticks.
nice.
I gotta go pick that up. I think it's super cheap at like GameStop or something.
The opening
Yeah.
sequence, your butt will be so tight from like how intense the opening sequence is. Can I say that on this podcast? I think I just did.
What, your butt will be tight?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, just
Yeah,
don't say the
absolutely
A
not.
word.
All right, jeez. Your gluteus maximus will contract. Sorry.
Apparently,
Yes.
there's a muscle in your shoulder called the rectus something or other. And Lindsay
Why
was telling me about it, and I was like,
was
rectus?
Alex telling you about shoulder muscles?
No, Lindsay, my
Oh,
wife.
I was like, why was Alex telling you about shoulder muscles is?
You don't know what to talk about, jeez.
Yeah, you don't know me. Don't judge.
You don't own me.
So,
You don't own
since
me.
we are
Yep.
in a new year, this very professional show is our first cast of the new year, I believe, right? I don't even know. What day is the
Is.
day? Yes, it is. That's how good we
Today is
are.
September the 24th by Shire Reckoning.
2014 score. So what are some games coming out this year that you guys are super pumped for? Let's start with Nick this time.
God of War.
I don't want your
Sorry.
opinion.
Sorry.
Keep that shit to yourself.
Video games coming out this year. I don't really know. I don't know what's coming out this year.
All right, so.
I really don't. I'm terrible.
Ooh. Well, I will pull up a list for you while Russ talks about what he's excited for. Because I'm actually
I'm
kind of
really
curious about
excited.
myself what's coming. Go for it.
I'm really excited about God of War because it's God of War and it's
Yeah.
Norse mythology, which is awesome. I'm, and as I'm watching the trailer, I'm like, I can't believe that Norse mythology hasn't been a thing before. I played a game a long time ago called Viking, which was cool. But I think that's the only game that I've actually played with Norse mythology, so I'm really excited about that. And it's God of War, and it looks excellent. I like the over to the shoulder kind of thing that they've got going on. Plus, the axe looks super cool. And I mean, it's Kratos with a beard, and
Right.
the
Everything's better with
beard.
a beard. Also,
Yes.
you can play through Assassin's Creed the entire game with a beard if you want, and that makes me happy.
It's a really scraggly, ugly, ratty beard, though.
But it's a beard, and I'll take it.
Yeah, Nick. Come on. Get with it.
So, I just pulled up a list of some games coming out next year. I'm just going to scroll down it, and we're just going to say if we're excited or not for this. Let's do it that way. How's that sound?
No.
Monster Hunter.
Dragon Ball FighterZ. I'm actually really excited for that one.
Is
You
that the
know,
new like 2D fighter?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited for that
The last DBZ fighter like that was so good. I played the hell out of that game.
I know, that's the only time I've ever played it was at your house back in high
Oh, that
school.
was forever ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And I never could figure out how to fly. It drove me crazy because all of a sudden I'd be in the air and I'm like, I don't know how to get back down and I can't reach you, so
That was one of the
this is a
few
pain.
fighter games I actually sat down and like looked up all of the combos you could do with a character and got good.
Didn't they have like the weird combos like they do with Soul Calibur where it's like it doesn't match anything that's on your controller and so you're
Yes.
trying
Yeah,
to
it's
hit
just
translate?
outrageous slamming stuff, yeah.
Ugh.
It's built for
It's
people that aren't
ridiculous.
Americans who are actually good at stuff, yeah. All
Well,
right.
they're using characters. I don't even know what it is. Like
Right.
that. The L button is not on my controller. I don't know what you're talking about.
So, So the next one coming out, we got Monster Hunter World.
That I'm excited
Did
about.
you get to play the beta at all for that, Russ?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, did you? How'd you like it?
I
You
enjoyed
hated
it. I
it.
mean, it was my first time playing Monster Hunter. So it was an interesting experience. It was a lot more complicated than I thought it was going to be. With like all the combos and how the weapons do vastly different things. I think it's a game that if I put the time into and really got to know it, I think it's a game that I could really get into
That's
because it
the
was fun. And I think it would be like I'm really excited about being able to play it with lots of other people, because you guys are okay, I guess. And
I
so I think that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I like everything that I've seen, the big environments, the kind of, yeah, it feels like it kind of feels it reminds me a little bit of The Witcher in that you have monsters, you have very specific things that the monsters are weak to, and you have
They're
to prepare before
allergic.
you go on and take these monsters. And so I'm excited about that aspect. And that it's just focused solely around acquiring monster parts, which I think is a cool thing.
Well, and that, like you were saying, you were surprised at how complicated it was. I want you to go on a journey with me to the land of the Wii. And I want you to just picture
Shoot.
a Wii controller with the nunchuck and all the buttons involved in with the
I don't
motion.
want to.
Dude,
I don't want to.
it was a lot of fun once you got it, and I loved Monster Hunter on the Wii. But yeah, it was like, press these three buttons in this order on two different controllers in either hand while motioning left. And if you accidentally motion right, you do completely different. Oh, it was crazy. How'd you, Nicaris? We got to play that a little bit together.
We did. I really liked it. I really enjoyed it.
I feel like there's a butt coming.
No. Well, I mean, yes, but no. I mean, it's an Erebus butt. That sounds funny. No, I am. I was actually really disappointed in the tiny, tiny, tiny amount of weapons they actually let us use. Like, because each weapon does
A
different
tiny
thing. Each
amount.
weapon, hold on, weapon type is obviously vastly different from each other weapon type.
Completely.
But
Even just bow to bow.
one weapon to another in the same type is also vastly different.
Oh, I see.
So it's like, I feel like, bleh. Like some of them are not an accurate depiction of what that weapon archetype is like. So I was like, oh, and I only know that because my brother is a big Monster Hunter fan. He was all excited and was raving and raging and being a turd. But yeah,
See,
anyway.
because I'm going the tiny amount, because there are like 15. I
Right.
feel like there are more than that. There are a lot of weapons that you can choose from
There's a
in the
ton.
beta, and I'm like, and I
And
tried
that's
all of
just
them
beta
out to see
weapons.
which
That's
ones
not
I
even.
liked. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because then on top of
They're
those,
pretty
there's going to
cool.
be a huge list of stuff you can actually craft. Like with stuff you pick up
Yeah.
off of monsters you're killing, and clothing and
Yeah.
armor, and it's going to be cool. All right, let's move on to the next one on the list here. For those of you losers not playing on the PlayStation 4, you don't get the Shadow of the Colossus remake, so screw you. I
Ooh,
never
I'm
played the
excited about
original.
that. I will
Oh
be picking
man.
up the new one.
You definitely
And you
will.
know,
It is a life-changing game.
I
It's a
never
piece of
finished
shit
it
game.
because whoa.
Ooh.
You know, I feel like people are gonna tune in to the podcast just to send hate mail to Nick for saying
That
that.
we're gonna
Be like,
get soundbited for just PlayStation
yeah.
4, Shadow of the Colossus, it's a piece of shit. And then that's all we're gonna go around the internet for.
Yeah. Hey, but at least we'll be famous, so yeah,
Yeah, here we
have
go.
fun.
Bad publicity is still publicity.
All publicity
God.
is good publicity.
No, the thing is, like, and it's still going to stand out because there's nothing like it on the market right now to that magnitude still, which is funny. But when that game first came out, oh, that was pushing some engines on the PlayStation 2. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, and I never finished it because the only time I ever played it was over at your cousin's house. Remember
Oh,
that one
God.
time we had gone to your cousin's, and
Yeah, that was a thing.
that's when I played it because I stayed up all night playing that stupid game. Not stupid, I love the game, but
Yeah, it was fantastic. See, even you say it sucks. Kidding. It's everywhere. I said it.
well, I'm most
We've all said it, damn.
I'm mostly mad because I wasn't able to finish it.
Yeah.
But I've been watching a lot on the remake and them talking about it and their passion that they had for the project and the things that they wanted to do to make sure that they held true but also improved a little bit on some of the mechanics. And they had this kind of fine balancing act because if they change things, then people are going to be like, oh, you can't change something that's great and perfect already. And then if they didn't, then it wouldn't translate as well into today's market, right? Because things have changed, things have improved. And I just think that I was excited to see the passion that they had and their understanding of that because it makes me want to play the game even more. And it looks beautiful. I mean, the first game looked amazing, but this one is
Have you
so
seen any like
polished.
screenshots and gameplay of the remake?
Yeah, I've seen some gameplay of
Oh.
the Colossus in the arena, and even the smoke effect from the first game was, or the original, I should say, it was a black particles that floated through the air, but in this one, everything looks beautiful. It looks like my mind's eye remembers the game looked versus how it actually
It
looked, you know what
actually
I mean?
looked. Yeah, no, I hear it. Like when you go back and play like Final Fantasy VII and you're running around going, "What the heck is this?"
He's a Lego character.
Exactly. So that's coming
So
out next month, actually. Oh, good. That's fantastic.
didn't know it was coming out that soon.
Yeah. All right, next one. I was never into the series. I don't know if any of you are, but another Bayonetta game is coming.
No.
I've never played it, but it looks interesting. I mean, that's
Yeah,
kind
I've
of in
never
that
touched
vein of
them.
Devil May Cry that kind of
Yeah.
looks interesting to me.
It's
That
comes out
type of
next month
combat.
too.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Apparently a Pac-Man game's coming. They're revamping Pac-Man.
Oh.
Does it
Why
have
do you
like
need to
Gatsu Core?
revamp Pac-Man?
That comes out on the Nintendo Switch next month. And look at that. Switch.
I don't
Oh.
understand why you would need to revamp Pac-Man. Pac-Man was an excellent game for the Atari. It's not something that you need to reimagine, I don't think.
It looks like it's
Can we
more.
skip back?
What do you want to skip
I
back
forgot to
to?
talk about games that I'm playing. We like went right from Assassin's Creed to future games.
Oh no, we covered that for you while you were gone. Don't worry.
No. Yeah, we got
Yeah,
you.
that's fine if you thought of something, because you said that you hadn't really played anything. What do you got?
I
Surprise
did.
me. Bring it.
Okay. Well, so I got Super Mario Odyssey for my birthday.
Oh, did you?
Ooh, is that good?
Ooh. Like
Tell me.
it's the type of experience there when you're playing it. You're like, this is why I like platforming video games. Like this is
Yeah.
why I like video games. Like it's one of those games. It has the same impact that like Mario Galaxy did when I first played it. Like, oh yep, this is why I like video games.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah,
And
that and
their use of his cap, like you can throw Cappy, which is a character as well as your new hat.
That's a
Their
creative name.
implementation of that is you think it sounds gimmicky, but it's not. Because when you throw the hat at certain characters or certain enemies, you actually like possess that enemy's body. And you can like control that enemy and walk around as them. The thought that
That's
they've
kind of
put
cool.
into that is so cool.
Yeah,
Huh.
I've seen some stuff and like the differences and the different abilities that you can use based upon who you're
Right.
possessing. and like the areas that you can access because of it. It just looks really interesting.
I actually very recently fought a boss with
Ooh.
the with the hat ability active. Like I was controlling one of the enemies and I fought a boss like that. Like it's that complete and comprehensive when you're playing. It's so
That's
cool.
cool. I like that. Yeah, I've seen some gameplay. It looks really good. Yeah, that and Breath of the Wild are like the two things that are making me go, maybe a Switch,
Breath
but
of the
that
Wild,
probably won't
yeah.
happen. But if it does,
Well, and
like that's a thing.
have you seen the new DLC for Zelda Breath of the Wild?
You get a motorcycle.
You get a
Yeah.
motorcycle.
Right?
It's a
It's the best
unicorn
part is
motorcycle.
they design it so that it looks and it fits like the established lore of the universe. Because like you have a tablet, you're crying out loud, like you're using ancient, quote unquote, ancient technology.
So cool. I've heard nothing but just absolutely amazing things for both of those games, though.
I
So.
mean,
And it's
I've
Nintendo,
heard a
so what do
couple
you
of
expect?
things. I've heard a couple of things about Breath of the Wild, just like in the aspect that the weapons break way too easily, but
I like it
that's about
though.
the only critique.
And I hated it, but I like it because it keeps you from ever saying, "Oh, well, I don't need to go there. I don't need to go there. I don't need to go there." Because it's like,
That's
no,
true.
you'll find weapons there. You need to
And
go
you need
there.
them. Interesting. I like that.
Like you never find yourself going, "It's an open world game, but I just don't care." Like you want to explore because you never know where you're going to find an enemy that's going to drop a sword you use for the next hour.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That mechanic single-handedly, like, solved my open world weariness problem that I get.
Anything else before we jump back into the list, my friend?
Jake got me an SNES Classic for Christmas.
Ooh,
So
I got one too, yeah.
it's been kind of fun to go back and play some, at this point, ancient video games.
Right. No, I've actually thrown down my daughter, she's 4, sat down and was looking at it and was like, oh, I want to play this and I want to check this out. And, oh, this is so cool. And it was a lot. I sat there and played SNES with my daughter and it was so cool. She
That is
she's
cool.
really good at Street Fighter and she's really good at Kirby. Not
Oh,
so
Jake and
much at
all
the
things you
Donkey
grow up on
Kong.
Kirby.
Yeah, it's so fun. She's really bad at the Donkey Kong though, so but that's okay.
Oh, it has
You
Donkey Kong.
should
Does it
point
have
at her and
Sunset
laugh.
Riders?
So something that I, in case you didn't know, there's Star Fox on there, and then there's is it Star Fox 2? Another Star Fox game on there, and it's
But you can't play it
locked
until you beat the first one.
until you beat the first one because it was never released in the US.
Is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of cool.
I
That is
never
cool.
knew that Star Fox came out on SNES. The only one I ever
The
played was the
original one, yeah.
N64.
It's good
Yeah.
too.
Star Fox 64. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's jump back into this list here. Next game coming out, it's for Xbox and PC. I don't know if you guys have followed it at all, but Sea of Thieves, it looks
Oh,
interesting.
yeah.
I
It
might
does
try
look
it on the PC.
interesting.
It's basically an open world, live all your pirate fantasies with your friends.
It's probably going to
The
be terrible.
aesthetic, I've actually seen some gameplay stuff that makes it seem like it's actually well done. And the aesthetic is a little bit different.
Yeah, the art style is interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's almost, there was a game on the PC that came with like this pirate ship playhouse thing, you know what I mean? So it had like action figures and stuff. And it kind of reminds me of that a little bit.
Yeah, but it looks interesting. That's coming out in March. Next on our list, have you guys been looking at A Way Out?
I haven't even heard of that.
So I've actually been following a little bit because it looks very interesting. So it's a co-op. You can play it single player co-op, but basically you're two guys in prison and you have to break out together. But so when you're
Oh,
playing it co-op,
yes.
yeah, you're in two separate cells. So you're working together from two separate cells until you eventually like break out and meet up during the breakout.
I have seen that. It does look interesting,
Yeah, you can either
but
play it.
like
You can
a puzzle
actually,
game?
basically, yeah. So you can actually play it on the couch split screen or online, which is
So
always fun to see
is
more
it like,
games come out that are split screen.
yeah, couch
I
co-op
miss
is good.
split screen games.
Is it like procedurally generated prisons or what?
No,
No,
well, no,
it's
it's one it's a it's quite the lengthy game. It's story driven. It's got a really good engine, like graphically pretty good. Let's see here. The other backstories and goal. Yeah. Yeah, there's a whole like back characters backstory and cut scenes and a lot of very lengthy process, it sounds like. It's not just gonna be a sit down for a couple hours, you're out, and then, refresh the game.
Right. Yeah, my only
Interesting.
concern is with, if you're trying to play a single player, and they talked about that a little bit, but I just, because you switch back and forth apparently if you're doing
Yeah,
single player,
correct.
and it kind of, it's supposed to give you that drop in, drop out kind of, you can play it with some people if you have time, and you can play it by yourself, but it just, I don't know how I feel about games that are geared specifically towards multiplayer. You know what I mean?
I'm okay with it when it's specifically co-op. There's not a lot of specifically co-op games on the market.
That's
There's a lot
true.
of purely multiplayer, but not that are purely
Yeah.
co-op, and I'm cool with that. Because
Yeah.
I need some of that in my life. I
That's
enjoy
true.
co-op.
I
Yeah.
typically don't
So
like
that comes out
competitive
in
games.
March. Let's see here. Far Cry 5 is coming out this year. I haven't followed that
That'll
as
be
much as I
fun.
thought I would,
Oh.
but it does look good.
Yeah, that's the one that happens in the Midwest, right?
The
No.
Southern Midwest, I think.
Yeah, that's the one. I think your uncle's in this game, Russ.
What are you trying to say, Brett?
Just that your uncle is a racist national. No, I'm just kidding.
Does he have a private militia?
Not my
Yeah.
uncle, my grandmother does.
Yeah. That's even more BA. I love it.
Grandma runs her own militia.
Is that one,
She don't want feuds.
is there
It wouldn't
co-op in
surprise me.
this? Do you know? I haven't looked.
Yeah, there's
I'm
co-op in
sure
every
there
Far
is.
Cry.
I've
Yeah.
actually, I've played demos, but I've never actually just sat
Me
down and
too.
played a Far Cry.
Me
I
either.
wanted
I
Far
probably
Cry
should.
4 very badly. I think we should all pick up Far Cry 5.
I
That could
think
be
so
a fun
too.
game, because you can party up together. I mean, it'd be fun to run around with like four of us.
Well, and the thing that I like about Far Cry that kind of draws me to it, not that I've ever played the games, but that makes me want to play the games, is the outrageousness of the things that you can do. You know what I mean?
I know in Far Cry 4, you were in the Himalayas and you could get a wingsuit and just like jump and
Yeah,
glide
like
all through the Himalayas.
those are the kind of things that make me want to pick it up and go, okay, this looks interesting.
Right?
And that comes
Might not
out
be
in
something I get on
March.
launch day, but
No, I think I'll be red boxing that one.
yeah, that's probably a good plan.
Next one's God of War. We already talked about that. That's supposed to come out. It just says quarter one,
Oh.
2018. I don't have a release date.
They
Yeah.
butchered Greek mythology with God of War. I was quiet when you were talking about God of War, because what they did to Greek mythology just makes me rage.
It's a good game and there's
If
boobs.
they
Life's good.
butcher Norse mythology, I'll be pissed.
But I think, I mean,
Every
yes,
movie
there's
and TV
some.
show has butchered Norse mythology, so why stop
That's
there?
why I don't like them.
I
At
mean,
least Marvel did it tastefully.
yeah, that's true. Well,
Yeah.
theirs is a different thing entirely. It's not really Norse mythology. It's their own universe, which is kind of why I'm not upset by God of War. I mean, I love Greek mythology, but I wouldn't necessarily call it butchering it, because they took characters that are established and that have real world counterparts, but they kind of developed their own characters based upon these. You know what I mean? I mean, they were very loosely based on Greek mythology, and so I enjoyed it because, I mean, even though it's not completely accurate, but I mean, Disney did the same thing with Hercules, but Hercules is still a great movie.
Hercules. Hercules is canon for all mythology.
That's false doctrine.
Okay. All right,
He
so
said that's
next.
false doctrine. Yes.
That's awesome. So. Oh, it's another PS4 exclusive. What up? We have the new Spider-Man game coming, and that looks really good.
That does look really good.
I'm gonna red box that one, I think.
Yeah, no,
I
I am too, but it does look really good.
If it ends up being
I
really good, then I'll pick it up.
It looks good. I like some of the gameplay mechanics that they have set up,
Combat
especially
looks
the whole
interesting.
environmental stuff. But I'm concerned about how story driven it is, and it looks like there's a lot of button mashing,
Yeah.
like for some of these cutscenes, and I'm like, I feel like they could have not done that and still gotten the same effect. You know what I mean?
Oh, do you mean like the quick time events during cutscenes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those to me are
That's kind of
cool. Only if they have like branching effects. Like, okay, well, if you do this, then this happens, or this happens. But I don't like it when it's like, oh, push X or you're gonna die, and you have to redo a 30-second quick time cutscene.
Well, and
Yeah,
I like when
that's
it's in
true.
when it's spread out, kind of like how Tomb Raider does it. But like in past Spider-Man games, like every minute and a half, you're doing one of those sequences. And so I
I just hope
hope
they
that
don't
doesn't
overdo
happen.
it.
So that's coming out sometime this year, it doesn't say.
Those, if you should be warned, Russ, those are in the Tomb Raider games, but they're not done during fights. They're done during like,
Very
like
random, like out of
you'll be
nowhere.
in an avalanche. You'll be in an avalanche, and you have to like follow the sequence, and it makes sense because like it's there's a whole bunch of stuff going on, and you're trying desperately to not fall off the face of a mountain.
Well, and I
So
mean,
it's
I
like, oh
don't.
yeah, I would have to jump there. Like, that makes sense. But they don't do it during fights, which I think is really important because I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like fights that are associated with that. And don't get me wrong, I don't have anything necessarily against QuickTime. I feel like they've been a little overused in games, especially because you had God of War that used them, right? And then I feel like they became a thing because God of War sold so well that it's like everybody should use QuickTime events now. It's a thing. And it's like, then you overuse them, and I feel like sometimes they're not necessary, especially in a game like Spider-Man, where he has these cool powers. You have these environmental effects that he can do anyway. Why not just let me web swing behind this thing and not have to worry about a quick time event? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wonder, does it have to, like, is it directly tied with his Spidey sense?
Usually, yeah, it's him. His quick reaction time is usually the way they go with it.
I
So
mean, from
that
the
something will
video I've
happen
seen.
and his Spidey sense will kick in, so time freezes, so he has time to mash a button and react, is what they've done in every Spider-Man game so far.
And from the videos I've seen for this one, my thing is like it looks like a cutscene. I'm fine with a quick time event if I'm doing other things as well. I just don't want to sit there and watch a video and have to do a quick time at the same time. You know what I mean? Like I've
I hate it when they catch you off guard and you're like, oh shit. Like
Oh, wait, nope,
sometimes when a
push button.
cutscene comes around, like I wanna sit and watch it. Like not all of a sudden like have to pick up my controller and do crazy stuff.
Well, there are cool things happening on the screen. I kind of want to see those cool things.
I don't wanna have to look at one spot.
But I do like that they're introducing a villain that we haven't seen in Spider-Man yet. Negative Man, I mean, he's somebody in the comics who's really cool. But he's not somebody that we've seen
I don't remember the masking man
in.
being this game.
I was just gonna say, I don't think I'm in that game.
I think I can't remember. I think it's Negative Man or Mr. Negative or something like that. And
AKA
it's a
Reddit.
cool villain. Yeah, we'll go there.
All right, let's move past Spider-Man here before my internet goes out again. Let's
No.
hear. We got a new Kirby game coming to the Nintendo Switch.
What is
I've
it
always
called?
liked
I can't
Kirby game.
remember.
Kirby Star Allies.
Okay. I know the last one was called Epic Yarn, and that game
That was
was
so good.
so cute. And
Yeah.
just Jeremy, my younger brother, and I played it on co-op because, it was meant to be played with two players. But literally, like, my contact picture for him to this date in my phone is still a picture of Kirby and the second player character sitting on a little couch together.
Aww.
Because we had so much. It was like you were watching a kid's storybook. And like you're out trying to beat bosses and collect magic yarn. And when you beat a boss, the narrator, who sounded like he was reading a kid's book, would go, "We did it! We got the magic yarn." And then there'd be this cute little like dance that they do, and it was just like the most adorable game I've ever played.
So it looks like it's going to be four player, up to four players. That's intense. Yeah. So, yep, so that's
Well,
coming out in the
love to come
spring.
over and play.
I'm down. Let's see here. This is another Xbox One PC game, State of Decay 2. Did you guys ever play the first one?
I
It
did
was on
not.
the 360. It was another one of those
Oh,
zombie
that's
horde
the
games.
That one looks interesting, but I haven't seen anything aside from the trailer. So I don't really know much of what's going on. I mean, it looks interesting,
It's basically
but I'm
another
more
one of
interested in.
those. Go ahead, sorry, but I cut
I
you.
was just gonna say I'm more interested in Days Gone, so I've been paying more
Yeah.
attention to that.
Yeah, it's just another one of those like third-person multiplayer scrounge for resources amidst a non-stop barrage of zombies. But I think
I
the
mean, that's
thing they're
fun.
doing is like if your character dies, they're dead, and so you have to start a whole new person from level one. You can go to where you died and pick up the stuff your other guy had, but if you've ranked up a bunch and die, like you lose all the, I guess, skills and stuff you've gained is their big one of the big points.
That's
I don't
kind
know
of
how I feel
like
about that. And
it's almost like a Dark Souls kind of
that's Xbox
feel.
One and PC, so there's that. I haven't seen
Wild.
anything on this game. Detroit Become Human. Have you guys looked at this at all? Nope.
Yes, I
Really?
have. Well, it's yeah. So it's kind of like from what I've seen, it's kind of like I think it is it. I think it might even be by Telltale, but I'm not sure. It's one of those choice-driven story games about androids who have
Artificial
decided.
intelligence.
Yeah, they've evolved, I guess, to the point to where they're sentient and they're being abused because, they're used as servants and stuff like that. And so, one of the really cool things that I saw is like, so there's this female android, she's in this house with this family, and the father is abusive to the daughter. And so, like, the choices, like, it went through all the different choices, and one of them was to just not say anything, and the daughter ends up dying. Right, because you didn't do anything, and then you have other choices where you can try to save the girl, and then you have like this two, three story jump into the street that you have to, there's a possibility of you dying. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's kind of like Heavy Rain, where
More of like
your
a
character.
narrative, an interactive narrative thing.
Well, yeah, but also in fact, I don't know if you guys ever played Heavy Rain, but if your character died due to the choices that you made. That character was dead for the rest of the game. And so I think Detroit Human is along similar lines. I mean, it
That could
looks
make sense.
interesting. I've never really I haven't played a game like that. I'm not super interested in it, but it looks interesting enough that, if I hear lots of good things, I might pick it up.
I
Maybe
think
Red Dogs it or
I'll probably
something.
watch some gameplay, but I don't think I'm gonna play it. But it does look from
Yeah.
like the couple things I've seen, probably one of the most like graphically intense games coming out. Like it's
Oh, it looks
super
really good.
realistic, yeah. And that's a PS4 exclusive as well. What up?
Because PS4 Master Race.
What's up? All right, next, this one, oh, it's Xbox One and PC. That makes sense. Crackdown 3. Did you guys ever play the other
Meh.
Crackdown games?
I thought it was dumb.
I played the first one way back in the day, and obviously I was like 4. I'm just kidding. I was like, I don't know, 12. I don't even know.
28.
I was 47. I'm actually 906 years old now. But I really
Been a
enjoyed
long
it.
time.
It's been a long time. I was there, Gandalf. Not okay. So it looks like it could be
2,000
interesting.
years
It
ago.
looks. I like the premise of it, and it's a, interesting gameplay. I'll watch some stuff on it. I won't play it because again, it's Xbox One and PC, and I don't have enough people on PC to, or the will to just. You can't just rent a game on PC, so I'll just watch some gameplay of that one. But there you go. If you're excited for that one, there you go. That's coming out in the spring. So this one, I'm not sure. I'm still not sure this is actually coming out this year. But Red Dead Redemption 2 is on the list. And
Oh man.
I think I will die if that doesn't come out this year.
Yes, I agree.
I regret to say I loved Red Dead Redemption. I loved it. But that game gave me hardcore open world fatigue.
Yeah, I could see that. I
Badly.
feel that way with most of Rocksteady's open world, like Grand Theft Auto and stuff like that.
I never got
Or
tired of them.
Rockstar.
Rockstar, yeah.
Rockstar.
Rocksteady.
Sorry, I'm
I was
thinking
like,
Ninja
where's
Turtles.
Bebop? That's their band. Welcome to the band of
Sure.
Rockstar, Rocksteady. Come on, my dudes. Clap your hands. But it looks so good. Just a little bit through
Does.
scene. And there's just not enough.
I haven't watched anything.
Oh, I don't know why Western games aren't more of a thing, because every time one comes out, it sells really good. I don't know why
Yeah,
that's
I don't.
not one that a lot of people just leech onto. The best, obviously, this is going to be talked about now because Red Dead Redemption, but the best Western game ever was Gun on the 360.
You said best Western.
Gun.
Are you advertising?
Yes. You go to bestwestern.com and use promo code GUN for 15% off your next day.
Promo code
that
GUN.
Would be legit.
Yeah, shows up.
Right.
Yeah. Better Business Bureau. Go
to Best Western. Use promo code Just Some Guardians for 0% off your next night.
No, use it for an error code telling you it's
there
not
you go.
Promo code.
For error code percentage. But yeah, I'm hoping it comes out this year. And I'm sorry, but I will be playing nothing but that until I've absolutely done everything you can possibly do in it.
It has multiplayer, doesn't it?
It should, because I played the
I'm
hell
sure
out
it
of
does.
I don't think I've played a multiplayer more than I've played Red Dead Redemption's multiplayer. And the fun thing with that is that was a last minute decision. That entire
yeah
multiplayer
yeah.
section was literally like, and it's funny
they were.
That they couldn't figure. They're like, all right, last minute, we cannot program like a lobby, so we're just going to make the open world where you ride to choose what you want to play. And that turned out to be the greatest multiplayer choice on the planet, and it was an accident. And that's why I played it so much.
Well,
so
I
yeah,
think
I hope it does.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I you know, I played Red Dead Redemption. I didn't play it a whole super lot because I lost it. I had it, and I lost it. But I'm really looking forward to this one because I love Westerns. I think you know, Gun is the one that started my love of Western games.
That's such. If you haven't played that,
played.
If you haven't played it, you
Oh,
need to go find
shit.
A way to
What's
play
it
it now.
Oh man,
I played. Oh my god, I can't remember what it was called.
I actually, I'm
An
not
old
even
Western
joking. I
game on
played it not too long
PC.
ago again. Ooh, like really old. Like, was it first
Yeah.
person?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly which game we're talking about. I played the hell out of that one too, and that was so good.
There was a creepy demon dog that you could find.
I think it was called
It was like a bee shrine.
Outlaws. I think it was Outlaws.
Outlaw, that was it.
Yeah.
That was it. That was the
Oh my
game.
god, I can't
Outlaw.
believe I remember that.
That was the first game I ever played at a LAN party.
Western
I
Outlaw,
couldn't.
yeah. No, Outlaws, that's the, yeah. Oh,
That game, the story mode in that game was pretty good, the campaign. Like, but it was also one of those games where, like, Morrowind, like, it puts you down in the game and you have no idea what the hell to do. You're given no direction, no resources, no nothing. And you're just like, what?
Okay, I guess I'll do this now. Oh,
much.
So good. Yeah, that one's got me super pumped. All right, so we'll move on. That's all. According to this website, it's quarter two, 2018. We'll see if that actually happens.
Cross our fingers.
Next up is a game I am super pumped for, and I will be buying. It is for Xbox
You said
One,
that about all of them.
PlayStation 4. No, all of them have been excited for and renting. This one I'm buying. Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. Metro Exodus.
Never
oh, yeah,
played
that
any of the
does
Metro
look good.
games.
The Metro games are so good. It is worth
it looks
your time.
Intense.
It's very
I'll
intense.
Play it.
Definitely play it. If you find a way. I know that they always have big sales on the whole series for PC. I haven't looked to see what it's like on what they have for sales for console, but oh. Guys, if you like
yes.
survival games, survival slash horror games, with the most epic ambiance you can think of that'll literally make you have to wear diapers while you're playing a game. Metro, that's where it's at.
I'll play it.
The stories are always good. Oh, yeah, play it. There you go. We'll move on.
No, no, Brett, tell us more.
Okay, if you want me to, I will. It's good. Just play it, okay? Just do it. All right, you're doing yourself a favor.
Okay.
It's for the betterment of mankind, okay?
Oh,
All
well,
right.
in that case.
So, ooh, I didn't know this was coming to PS4 also. I thought it was just going to be on the Switch. Mega Man 11.
What's coming to PS4?
Yeah, it's going to be on
There's
PS4, dude.
another Mega Man
Dude.
game coming.
Yes, and it's going old school.
Well, yeah.
I'm
Interesting. I'm
pumped.
okay with that.
I love Mega Man.
I'll play it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm stoked. 2D
Because
gameplay.
what was it that was like supposed to be that spiritual successor to Mega Man? I think it came out a
Oh,
couple of years ago.
shoot. I just was reading about it. I can't remember what it was called.
Ultramen.
I think that's what it was, actually.
No,
No,
I
definitely
can't
not. That
remember what
was
it
an
was.
absolute joke. There's no way I'm correct.
Oh.
What a weird
usually
name.
when you're the most correct is when you're accidentally correct.
Yeah, you're not.
Robo.
The most correctness. Yeah, definitely.
Robo Donkey Hologram.
Here we go.
What
Yeah,
about a
it looks
donkey?
good. All right, moving on here. So this next
Moving
game
on up.
is a PS4 exclusive that I think looks absolutely stupid. A lot of people are excited for it. I am not. Days Gone.
Oh, you shut your
That's
filthy mouth.
no, it looks stupid. All right.
Are you
What
kidding
is it?
me?
That's
What are you
that
just saying that to?
zombie game where it's like there's like 100 million zombies chasing you at any given time.
Freakers.
Just that giant
Wow.
wall of zombies that you're just sprinting around, hitting logs and shooting backwards into a mass horde. It doesn't look exciting. It doesn't look good to me.
Okay, look, you need to look at some of the new gameplays because it's
I
supposed to
guess.
be adaptive, first of all. The second part is it has actual weather cycles, and then things change in the game based on those. So, like the one that they showed at E3 was that you had the same mission, and it was in different weather environments. One of them was snowing, one of them it was just like getting on towards dark, I think is what it was. But it was, I think it was a little bit rainy, but it wasn't snowing. So
Here's the catch. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
in the snowy one, you have wolves that attack you and knock you off your motorcycle as you're riding down the road, which allows you to avoid a rope that has been placed across the road, right? And so then you find these people, you go and you kill them, and then because freakers are more dormant during the cold, I guess is what it was. Like he had to go through the camp and kill everybody individually, and like there was this really cool thing where, they have like these freakers that hang down from a branch, right? And they use it as walls to keep people out and to alert people when they come through because the freakers will be dormant, and then all of a sudden when you come by them, they'll try and grab you and eat you. And so like it's just some really cool stuff. Like the AI was really cool. And then the other way, he ended up getting hit by the rope. He ended up, he had to fight off these guys after he got clotheslined off of his motorcycle with the rope because of different weather environments. And like then there, all these freakers were on this other side of like, it was like a dam that they had set up to keep the freakers out of their camp. Blows up the dam, the freakers come in, kill all these things, and then it ends with a zombie bear barreling out of the woods at these guys. Amazing. It looks so good.
Oh, well, I'll look some more stuff up. We'll see. But the couple trailers I saw was just the him sprinting through a junkyard with just a massive wall of zombies, and I'm like, it looks like it's entertaining to watch a trailer, but I'm like playing that just would get so old after a while.
Oh yeah, no, that was just a demo to show what it was capable of. That was like the
Oh,
very
okay.
first trailer that they released.
And that's all I watched, because after that I was like, yeah, that looks absolutely over the top and dumb. All right, so I'll
No,
sit
that was,
down and I'll look up some more stuff.
yeah, look it up because it looks
I'll do that
good.
for you. So that's sometime this year. No release date yet. Let's see here. We have a Yoshi game that's not confirmed. We have a Pokemon game that's not confirmed. Thank you for putting those on the list. Another game that's probably not coming out this year or ever, but Kingdom Hearts 3 is on the list.
I played the first one and I got stuck at like the chameleon boss and like Tarzan. I finally beat the
Wait,
boss after like 4 years
the
and I never
first
could figure
boss?
out where to go next. Was it the
So
first boss?
isn't that Clayton?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's like the second.
I hear the judgment already in your voice, Nick. Just
No,
don't
okay.
judge me.
So they came out and they re-released them on PS4, right?
Yeah.
So go pick that up. You've like destroyed Dark Souls over and over and over again, which I think will help you know.
Yeah, I have.
I think you can go through. No, I was actually I have a friend who did not know that they were good at video games and played through Kingdom Hearts 3 and just could not beat, or not Kingdom Hearts 3, I'm sorry, Kingdom Hearts, the first one, got all the way to the last
Oh.
boss and just could not beat them, at which that boss is insane. Like, I'm glad it's on PS4 so I can look at the trophies of people who've beaten it, because that boss is ridiculous. But so they were like, I cannot beat this boss to save my life. I'm quitting this game. This is ridiculous. I'm like, all right, well, let me look at your stuff, because, Final Fantasy player, like, I'm going to sit there and look at everything and skills and such. So I sit down, and
Right.
they haven't, no one in, like, Goofy Donald have no different equipment. They're using the Keyblade you get from the very beginning of the game. Like, they've done nothing but just play the game. So they got all the way to the end boss without ever touching the menu screen. And I was like, are you kidding me? You are insanely god at this game. That's ridiculous. So sure enough, like, we sat there and went through their inventory and, like, equipped better keyblades, got all their, leveled up ranks, everything, and then one-shotted the boss. Like, I was like, good lord.
One shot at the boss.
Like, oh, okay, I can do this
Jeez.
now. Wow. Yeah, but that was so funny.
I'm so bad at this game.
I spent the first time I played it, I probably spent a ridiculous amount of time just on the beginning island because I could not figure out where anything was.
The chameleon, after I finally killed the chameleon after like 2 years of like being like, I can't beat this, I'm never playing this game again. And then I couldn't figure out where to go. And I even looked it up and I was like, you go here. And I'm like, I'm going there, nothing's happening. Very aggravating.
Now
Have you
I
guys
finally
seen
made it
anything
through,
about,
but go for it,
sorry,
bud. No.
have you guys seen anything about, oh shit, Kingdom
No, I
Come
haven't seen that.
Deliverance?
That
Yes, I've
sounds
seen lots of
familiar.
things on Kingdom Come Deliverance. Because I'm.
Pornhub.com. Oh, wait.
No, no,
No.
no.
Wrong, sorry.
Wrong Kingdom Come.
I have not. I'm going to Google this now. You guys discuss amongst yourself.
So it's a medieval game.
I figured.
But it's like legitimately medieval. Like it's very apparently is super historically accurate and
Right, like
it,
you're in the middle of like a blood feud over the crown or something.
yeah, in what is it, Norway, I want to say, but I don't think that's right.
Can't remember.
Realistic medieval RPG. Look at this. Okay, it
The
looks
only
pretty
thing I
good.
don't like, I'm not a big fan of first person games. I much prefer third person
Well,
because third
especially
thing
when
is
you're using
like.
a sword.
Yeah, well, and I mean, like, my thing is like, look, if I'm gonna spend all this time on making my character look as awesome as I possibly can, I want to look at them every second, you know? I mean,
Yeah,
I
you're
want to
not
see
wrong.
them when they're fighting and the way they're moving and everything, and so,
That's why I
and
always
yeah.
call orbs in Destiny so I can see myself for a second.
But I mean, you know, it looks interesting, and like, I was actually watching a thing when. Yesterday or today, and like the different branching story paths that you can take, and the different ways that you can choose to accomplish certain goals. I mean, it all looks very interesting and very well done, and I'm probably going to end up picking it up just for that reason because it looks fun. But I mean, I can also understand, you know, something that's super historically accurate. Might get a little boring after a while, but it looks like they did well enough that it won't get boring.
It looks pretty good now. I'm looking at stuff. It reminds me of a game that another one that's probably never going to release that I'm excited for, but Mount and Blade 2, Bannerlord.
Yes.
I've been following that every step of the development process.
Yeah, that
And
looks like a lot of fun too.
I can't wait for it to never be in my hands.
The
Did you
pessimistic
ever
route.
play Mount and Blade?
No, but because I watch a lot of YouTube videos on games and stuff like that, so I've seen like what it is, and just
I
that
don't care
medieval combat just looks awesome.
how crappy your computer is, it will run Mountain Blade. And it's always like $5 on Steam. It's worth
Yeah.
it. I still sit down every once in a while. It's my game on Steam that I have the most game time. 'Cause I just sit there and
Really?
just lose my it's so good. I'm
I've
pumped.
heard that.
Yeah. It's worth your time. We'll see if that happens. Anyway, oh yeah, Kingdom Hearts 3. It looks fantastic from the stuff we've seen, all the different trailers and the worlds and everything. Like, what they've been
It
able
does
to
look great.
do with the just going up a plat, a couple platforms up to PlayStation 4. The combat is just some of the combos and stuff you're able to pull off is breathtaking. Honestly, from the trailers, I'm excited to see how that all comes together, and then new worlds to go into and.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at some of the gameplay once it comes out to figure out if I actually want to pick it
You
up.
better
But if I
you
pick it up, that means I'll have to pick up all the other ones too.
It's worth it. Pick up the other ones first
What a
and play
plan.
through them. By the time you get through all of them, like you'll only have to wait a couple more years for the third one, so you should be good.
Whatever, it'll be like another 10 years before the next one comes
Seriously.
out.
Release date 2018, that's a lie. So moving on. Okay, this one, like you've heard me a couple times, but I'm beyond excited. Okay, the new Soul Calibur game.
Yeah.
Listen, your opinion doesn't matter right now.
I love Soul Calibur. I
It's
just
so
could
good.
never
I
figure
love
out
Soul
how to
Calibur.
translate the combos that they have into actual controller
You just need to
combos.
get good, okay?
Whatever. Like, you need.
And not good game. All right, get good.
Not good game. Thanks, Brett. Thanks for bringing that up again. So glad that you're here to torture me.
I'm pumped.
You
This
lady.
one surprised me. This just I heard about it like less than a month ago, and I was like, wait a second, a Soul Calibur game? I lost my mind. I still
They're,
can't find
I'm
it. I'm
honestly, they're
excited.
probably the best. Their combos are just so fluid, and the combat is probably the best I've ever seen for a fighting game.
Yeah.
I mean, if
Well,
I'm
and
being
even just
completely honest.
regular fighting games, like some of the stuff they've been able to pull graphically, and in their engine with animations and stuff was so far beyond everyone back in the day,
Yeah,
I
I mean,
I'm
I
excited to see
played
what they
back
can
when
see.
The only one with the first one, Soul Blade.
Oh yeah.
That's the one that I first played when Cervantes was the bad
Yes,
guy.
Cervantes.
He's my favorite character.
I think that was the first game that I had on PlayStation that I played on a regular basis.
That's fantastic. In my
That and
family,
Tekken.
I am undefeated as Cervantes.
Really? That's awesome.
It drives
Yeah,
Matt and Jeremy crazy because
I'm
I
pumped for
don't play
this.
fighting games.
Dude, I played Injustice. Me and my roommates got Injustice. And Deadshot. Or not Deadshot, gosh. What's his name?
Arrow.
No, Slade Wilson.
Bubba Gump.
Isn't it Deadshot?
Frank
No,
Sinatra.
Deadshot's the who Will Smith played in Suicide Squad. It's not Deadshot, it's Deathstroke. Deathstroke.
Mostly Deadshot.
No, there's Deadshot and then there's Deathstroke.
Nearly dead.
Mostly dead.
I feel happy.
Dublov,
No,
he said to Blave, which we all know means Dublov.
you were playing at cards and he cheated you. But yeah, no, I'm pumped for Soul Calibur.
The moral of the story.
Next game, I've never. What is this? It's released on Nintendo Switch. Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes. What on earth is this game?
Oh, No More Heroes? You've never heard
Yeah.
of No More Heroes?
Nope.
It's the game. So it's the game where a kid ends up with like this lightsaber. He's a delivery guy, and then he proceeds to be want to become like the top assassin in the world. But you had to. So the funniest thing about the game was to recharge the sword because it would run out of charge. It was basically a lightsaber, but it would run out of charge, and to recharge it, you had to make this motion like you're jacking off. And so you'd have to shake the nunchuck like you're jacking off.
Is that what you were
And he would,
playing?
and on the screen, he would hold the thing in front of his crotch and shake it up and down to recharge it. So, it was, I mean,
LOL.
it's a very light-hearted game
Was gonna
from what I
say,
understood.
when the guy main guy's name is Travis Touchdown, I assume.
Yeah. It's one of
Satire,
those. It's
right?
like an anime kind of spoof kind of thing. I mean, from what I saw, it's interesting. It wasn't a game that I ever picked up, but I know about it. Because I watch weird stuff on YouTube all the time.
While you pretend to be, yeah, jerking off of them. Yeah,
I'm charging my lightsaber breath.
okay. Oh, good.
Oh.
That's a thing now.
I'm just shaking a shake weight on the other hand.
So apparently, there might be another Tomb Raider game coming out soon. Okay. Shadow of the Tomb Raider. That's so legit. Okay, I had no idea. I'm gonna have to look into this because that's intense and exciting. Because, like we talked about earlier,
Yeah.
absolutely amazing series. Eat your heart out, Nathan Drake. But yeah. Okay, I'm gonna have to look into this because that's exciting.
Uncharted 4 is probably one of the best games. Not the best, but it's one of the best cinematic experiences that I've ever played
People
through.
just like it because of the guy that voices Nathan Drake.
No,
The
it's
games
a
are
great
really good.
cinematic game.
Yeah, they are really good.
They suck.
They're terrible. Okay, I've never
Oh.
played. You should.
They're
They're
good.
really good. No, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah. They're a more cinematic experience. Like I turn on the auto targeting and everything like that because I play the game for the cinematic experience of playing a game that is awesome and makes me feel like I'm Indiana Jones.
Exactly. It's like a modern Indiana Jones movie that you just happen to hold a controller while you're doing it. That's really good. So yeah, I'm gonna look more into that. We'll see what happens there. Let's see here. GTFO. What is this, a PC only game? Oh, let's see here.
Is it really GTFO? I thought it was GTF.
No, GTFO. Like Left 4 Dead and Payday before it, GTFO is a co-op focused shooter that requires teamwork and planning to survive. Rather than zombies or police, it's you and three friends against some truly gruesome looking creatures. Aside from looking great and having an interesting concept, has a strong pedigree beyond my. Okay, yep.
You
It's a
know
game
what?
that
I
we've
think I
had a
have
million
seen something
times.
on this. I think I've seen something on this. It's kind of like Evolve. There's a monster that you're trying to hunt, if I'm not
It looks like
mistaken.
it's more like a horde mode, but instead of zombies, it's like disgusting alien creatures. What is this game called again? GTFO.
GTFO. As in, get the out.
You broke up
You
there. What was
censor
that?
yourself.
Yeah, what was that middle one? You broke out.
I very. Very intentionally left that unsaid because my wife would have a field day and not in a good way.
All right, here comes another PS4 exclusive, Death Stranding. I have not heard of this one.
Don't even know what that is.
That's Hideo Kojima's new game. If you watch the trailer from Gamescom, it makes no sense. And I want to play the new one.
Oh, that one. Okay, yeah.
Is that the one that
Hideo
Shadows Die
Kojima.
Twice?
That's the one with Norman Reedus.
Oh, is that the one? Yeah,
Yeah.
that's the guy from The Walking Dead, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen some gameplay of that. It looks interesting.
So I like this description here. What is Death Stranding? That's a great question. Even though I've seen several trailers for the game, I have no idea what it is. Here's what I can say. And they put a list of guesses. And at the bottom says, is it a first person or third person game? A survival game? Open world or linear? All of this stuff is still up in the air. Here's an 8-minute trailer. If you can piece it together, more power to you.
Yeah, I've seen some stuff on that, and everything that I've seen is really, really strange. But it looks like a sci-fi thing, but then they carry around embryos to maybe power their technology. That's what it kind of seemed like. But
I
then there
think
are like
it's more
these
like they're trying to preserve the race.
shadow monsters. But then, like, his sensor doesn't work until he plugs the embryo into it. Because then, when he
Yeah, I got
plugs
no
the
idea.
embryo into it, his sensor thing starts working. But there's, like, all these shadow people. And then, like, he is the baby. Oh, it's weird. I have no idea what that game is supposed to be.
Maybe they use like a stem cell clone of themselves as an infant to power their technology.
Shoot,
That's trippy.
who knows? That sounds as accurate as anything I've ever seen.
All right, so something I didn't know existed, and this is a throwback. Apparently, there's another Toe Jam and Earl game coming out.
A what? Oh, Toe
Are
Jam
you
and Earl. Toe
serious?
Jam and Earl, baby. PC, Nintendo Switch,
Jeez.
Xbox One, and PS4.
Jeez, that goes back to what, the
Sega
Nintendo?
Genesis. Sega Genesis, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Toe
Jeez,
Jam
and
and
I've
Earl is
just
where it's
seen that
at.
recently.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look up.
I wish they would do an Earthworm Jim. Another Earthworm Jim.
Oh, it just so it's listing in the description. It just popped in my head because they're talking about other awesome games for the Sega Genesis. Shining Force. I want another Shining Force game. I don't know if you guys ever played Shining Force.
Don't even
I
know
don't
what that
play bad
is.
games. Oh, dude, this is one bad game you need to play.
I want a
Seriously.
new Gunstar Heroes game.
Shining Force is worth your time, okay? I will talk about
If you
that for the
don't know what
next 20
Gunstar
minutes.
Heroes is.
I'll just tell you.
I don't know what Gunstar Heroes is.
Really?
I'm sorry, Nick. No,
Dude.
I'm for reals. I have no idea what that is.
Dude, okay, I'm sending you
One of the
on Facebook a
greatest,
messenger right now.
like, do you know what Contra was?
Yeah.
Okay, it takes the concept of Contra to the only level it should ever be taken to.
That's super descriptive.
All right, let me find you on the Facebook here. I gotta send you a picture here.
It's like the greatest run and gun game I've ever played.
It's so good.
It's
Where are you?
disgustingly good.
I mean, I might have played it.
Boom.
I just didn't know what the name of it was, but
There
it
were a
doesn't ring
lot that
any
was
bells
this
at the
kind of
moment.
style, but yeah,
Pretty much
this was the one.
explosions everywhere. Very anime style.
That sounds right up my alley.
And well, that's the list. Look at that.
That's the list. When's Final Fantasy VII supposed to come out, the remake?
That's never coming out
No one
either.
knows.
Yeah.
Part one is supposed to be next year, or sorry, this year.
Yep, still nothing
Yeah,
about
that's what I
that.
heard.
But I say supposed to be.
Yep, that's the main part.
You know what I want? I want a new Animal Crossing game. And Stardew
Sure,
Valley 2.
sure. No, Stardew Valley. I hear you on that one.
I have never played Animal Crossing.
It's like the best hobby game. It's like Harvest Moon, but it's super cute.
Oh,
I mean, I know the premise. I just never picked it up.
I like lived in Animal Crossing when I was like in middle school. I loved that
Yeah,
game so
what were the
much.
schools like there? Was it a nice
I mean, it was
how's the
pretty good. I
housing
mean,
market?
they had
It's
a
like
good
Sword Art
home ec
Online.
program.
Oh, good, good. I was
It's like
worried I
Sword Art
wanted my
Online,
kids.
you know?
Yeah.
You just live in a virtual reality world.
I would.
Have you
If I
guys
could
ever
live in
seen
the world
Sword
of
Art Online?
Destiny, I have.
Yeah, oh yeah.
If I could live in the Destiny universe and be a guardian, hell yeah.
Oh, dude. You know what I've never understood are like, you get all these heroes who are reluctant. They're like, why would I want these powers? And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Who wouldn't want powers?
Yeah,
What's
like a
wrong with
great
you? You've
power
never watched a
comes
movie.
great responsibility. Okay.
It's the most overdone, stupid line in any movie ever.
If I
I'll take the
had.
responsibility.
No, dude. Do you know how few naps I could take with that? I'd be like, oh my god, I'm so tired from work. I'm gonna take a
I'd just
nap.
be
Oh, a
Hancock.
monster. Okay, no. When you put it that way, that solves everything.
So don't go to work. You're a superhero. You don't need to go to work.
I could throw a couple superheroes at you that are like dirt poor.
Well, that's because they're idiots.
Well, what do you think I am? Come on, dude, get on my level.
You're right. I'm so sorry.
Remember who you're talking to here.
God.
So, I'm actually kind of glad I happened upon that list because that was a really fun segment to just accidentally do. And a few games I
That
hadn't
was a
heard
lot
of
of
and
fun.
learned. And then stuff that I forgot was coming out that I remembered that I'm super pumped for.
All right, what are your thoughts on The
This
Last
game
Jedi?
did.
Oh my gosh.
We don't know. We can't do that. I have to go to bed at some point. We can't dive into that this
I
episode. We absolutely
just fell
cannot
off
do
of the
it.
Pyramidion.
If we were going to have that discussion, we should have brought that up an hour and a half ago and just
Yeah,
dedicated the
that's
entire
real.
episode to that.
You're the host.
Let's
We went to
do.
dinner while I was up there, and it seriously was a conversation
It
that
was
took
a heated
almost the entire
conversation.
dinner.
Yeah.
It was.
It took the entire time we were waiting to be seated, and then that
I
our
just
server, our waitress kept like interrupting our conversation. It was
don't
awful.
know how I feel about it, honestly.
No,
I
we're
like
not.
it,
No,
but
no, no,
also,
no, no, no.
all right. All right,
If we
cool.
start,
All right.
we're I spent all day arguing with people on the internet about why it's good, so I'm not starting this now.
I'd like it. I like it. I just don't know how I feel about it
No,
as a Star
okay.
Wars movie.
We'll do that. I'm gonna dedicate the entire next Nerd Talk to just that. There'll be nothing else. We will do the
We're gonna talk about the
intro.
pilot episode of the original Star Trek series.
We're gonna discuss the Star Wars Christmas special, and then we're gonna end the story, and then we're gonna
Oh,
end the
God.
cast.
End the story.
The Star Wars
Right
Christmas
there.
special.
Which, as we all know, is the only true movie.
Right now.
It's the canon, the only
Yes,
canon that matters.
exactly.
Don't even
And what
say
about
those
those
kinds of
Ewok
things.
Adventures movies?
My father would disown me.
Dude,
You know.
I used to watch when I was like, I remember watching those when I was like 4 and sick at home throwing up. Those are on TV.
I was afraid of like holes in trees.
Right?
I'll be honest, I love those movies. Those Ewok
Mm-hmm.
movies.
Those are some of my fondest memories, is being just this little teeny sick kid wrapped in a blanket on the couch, watching him just all cuddled up.
It's the
Literally,
nostalgia factor.
when he puts his hand in the tree and gets bitten by the freaking thing in the tree, like that terrified me.
Oh yeah.
And then
Wait,
he's dying.
I thought that was Flash Gordon.
No.
He puts his hand in a tree in Flash Gordon too. I don't remember that in the Ewok movies though.
Really, the only thing I don't remember much from the Ewok movies, but the big thing I remember for no reason is this super fat guy wearing Jedi robes and a bunch of Ewoks pushing something down a hill, and that's all I remember. Besides me laying in a blanket curled up. That's like the only scene I remember, and I don't know why, but
So you saw me wearing Jedi
I saw you wearing Jedi robes.
robes?
And you'd paid a bunch of children to just glue your pubes all over them, and we rolled something down a hill. I don't know what
Gross.
was
Gross.
Oh, I'm done. I
going
I
on.
mean, that sounds like something Nick would do, but gross.
Since
No,
I just looked at the
something
clock,
I've done.
we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up.
When are we
Fabulous. Had
wrapping it in?
fun. We're gonna wrap it in Saran wrap, and then slide it over a toilet and not tell my wife is there, so she accidentally pees on herself in the middle of the night.
I did that to my dad once. He took a dump all over himself. He was so mad.
Oh my god. Me and a group of friends, way back in the day, we went and did that between a couple like poles going through the middle of the street. So people's headlights would just randomly start reflecting back at them in the middle of the night.
That was
a lot
dangerous.
Of fun.
You
I know.
Kill people.
I know. It was so cool.
See, I never did anything stupid like that.
I know.
I also threw snowballs at the wheels of a car while it was driving by, and the person stopped, knocked on my door, and with my mother's permission, sat and lectured Matt and I on how dangerous and irresponsible that was. My mom's like, please do, go for it.
That sounds like your mom.
He is all yours.
I used to walk home from school when I was in first grade. My brother is a couple years older than me, and so he'd walk home with his friends like a few paces ahead of me, and I just kind of walked. I'm depressing, I know. No, I'm just kidding. I had a group of friends, but I'm just making them up. We're walking home from school, and me and my friends start having a rock throwing contest, as you do in first grade. That decides your your strength, right? So
you see where this is going.
So we're throwing them. It's a good time, right? So then we get to a section where it's just a fence line on our left, and then the street to our right, and then an open field past the street. We're like, well, obviously, we have to throw over the street and through the field to see how far we can throw these rocks, right? So we're chucking rocks across the street, sometimes remembering cars are coming. I throw a rock. This guy drives by in a semi, and it slides across the hood of his semi. He slams on, almost tips over, like as fast as a semi could possibly stop. He gets out, walks over, grabs my brother, starts shaking him, screaming at him. And I was like, sweet, my brother's got this, right? My brother turns and points at me and goes, uh-uh, it was that kid. I was like, oh, damn, I'm dead. So yeah, he comes over and screams at me, right? He comes over and starts screaming at me. Apparently, he had just gotten his truck painted that day and was driving it home from the shop. So I had another mile and a half walk home, and he just idled slowly next to me the whole way home screaming at me until we got to my house and then came in and screamed at my mom and then screamed at me some more and then took off. And that has always stuck with me my entire life because thought I was going to die. And
Matt and I got in a fight at the top of a staircase once, and I quite accidentally, and I'm being honest, I accidentally shoved him down the stairs. And
I accidentally nearly killed my brother.
Literally, like as soon as it happened, I was like, oh my god, no!
What have I done?
His foot went through the wall.
Long live the king.
Brother, please help
me.
Do you know how long it took me to figure out what the heck that line meant? Like, I was
brother, help me.
Please help me.
No.
That meant, hello, person who shared a mother with me. Please assist me in my time of need.
Oh, is that what it meant? No.
Yes.
Long live the king.
Oh, yeah, the king is dead. Long live the king.
Well,
so that means you like your king and you want them to live a long time. What's wrong with you?
Well, and that's why I was like, I don't understand why. I mean, Mufasa's the king. Why is he wishing
gotcha.
He's just going to kill him?
Yeah, I guess a young kid wouldn't catch irony. Yeah, that's true.
Well, it's like a double entendre because it's not irony purely. It's like the tradition is, you know, the king is dead. Long live the king.
Right.
Because there's a new king immediately.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They even do it in Star Wars. You know, the Supreme Leader is dead. Hail the Supreme Leader.
Well, that was more of That was more of a, oh my God, if I don't say something, he's literally going to choke me to death. But,
No,
yeah.
I think he, that was Kylo initiating the tradition, because he says the Supreme Leader is dead, and then
Okay, that's
Hux
next week.
goes,
Next week.
"No,
Stop, stop,
hail
stop.
the Supreme Leader." Titties.
Seriously, I spent all day arguing with people. Like, we can't get me started this week. We'll do that
I'm
next
not going
week.
to argue with anybody.
No, I know, but like, I'm pumped and raring to go, but we can't.
I have my opinions. Other people will have theirs.
And they're wrong, and I let them know that. So,
Yeah,
thank you for joining us for Just Some Guardians, Episode 7. This was
we're
our.
really done.
We're really done. This was our second Nerd Talk. Now that the holidays and everything are over, hopefully we can get back into a swing of scheduling, doing this more often. Next week, we'll be back into density content. When we do
Density?
these pod density, destiny, density.
You're my destiny. I'm
I
your
slur your
density.
words.
I'm tired. I am your dense. I mean, destiny. But so when we do this podcast, we do this live on Twitch. Hello, we are live right now. That is twitch.tv/justsomeguardians. You can join the conversation there, like our good friend Calumet has done. He's joined us once again for another episode. I love you, buddy. You have to, hopefully you got to do that raid tonight. You have to let me know how it went. You can find us
Burped.
all over the interwebs. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/justsomeguardians. I remember to post there today. I'm proud of myself. We are on Twitter at JSGcast. I also posted there today because I'm a boss. I rule all of the social medias. We are on iTunes. Just Some Guardians is the artist name. iTunes Podcasts. We're on Podbean. Just Some Guardians. Podbean slash dot com. The words are escaping me. I am so tired. Oh,
Super
where the
robot
hell are
vacuum.
we else? If you'd like to send in comments or questions we can use at the end of our shows or anything you'd like to know, you can email us directly at justsomeguardians@gmail.com.
Don't forget, if you leave a 5-star review on iTunes and you give me a character or a voice, I will read that review live on the show in whatever voice, accent, or impression that you want me to do it in,
And also, don't
no
forget
matter
that
how
if
ridiculous it is.
you give our late last episode a 5-star rating, we will be forced to then do an actual dirty talk. So there you go.
Oh, is that a thing?
That's a thing on accident, but now I'm making it a thing because I said it and it's there for the internet.
I
I'll
thought
help with that.
Brett, someone said dirty talk instead of nerdy talk, and I thought, no, sorry, I thought they said that, but they
So
didn't. They
it became
totally
a
didn't.
thing. So we'll talk about, nasty mops and gum under the table or sexual
Pigs
position,
falling in the mud.
the normal stuff.
Taking a bath with bubbles.
What?
How's that? What?
How is
You
that
never heard that
dirty?
joke?
So,
Okay,
moving on.
so.
Oh God,
What
here
do
we
you like,
go.
fart in the bubbles?
No, it's a dirty joke because there's a girl's name who is Bubbles.
Ha
Like the Powerpuff Girl?
No,
Dude, that's
so
illegal.
okay.
All right, I'm reporting you. You're not allowed to go to your school now.
So it's supposed to be a joke where like there's a teacher and the students keep walking in and she's like, "Why are you late?" And they keep saying, "I've been taking a bath with bubbles." And then like this girl walks in and she goes, "Why are you late?" And she goes, "I'm Bubbles."
Ha ha ha. Ha
I know a
ha.
much dirtier version.
Guffaws ensue.
I know a much dirtier version of
Guffaws.
that joke.
I'm down. Bring the dirt. Bring it. I'm tired. I don't care.
No,
Let's
it's
do
not
this.
dirty talk. It's not dirty talk.
Okay, we'll do set up. Oh, dirty jokes, that whole podcast. I like that. If you do a 5-star rating on our last podcast, and it cannot be a cast member, okay? Because that's just cheap.
Oh, dang it. I was totally gonna do that
Because
too.
I know, I felt it in the force. So a lot of times when we're doing stuff as a clan, I will stream that on my personal Twitch channel. That is twitch.tv/ElmerFuddGames. I'm actually remembering to do that more often, so that's fun.
Double M,
Double
double
M, double
E.
D.
Well,
But also
So
along that
much of
line,
inside joke that I'm not aware of.
Charlotte's Web,
everything
the
is
animated.
fleeting my mind right now. And that's the thing that I should have had during that initial ending thing. Same name as a podcast, we're just some Guardians. We're on PS4, if you couldn't tell with all the PS4 Master Race going on. You can contact us there on the Bungie website thing, just some Guardians.
Hello. If you've stuck around this long, congratulations to you. And I appreciate you. So, something went wrong with the recording, so here is my voice now to let you know that we are dumb and don't understand how basic recording and editing programs work. And I apologize for the ending of this video. I don't know what we did at the end, but I think we got most of the information out. So there you go. I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm just gonna sit here and hum to myself because I'm super tired for like 4 minutes, and you can listen to that for the outro here. Just kidding, I'm not doing that. Okay, bye, thank you.